Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
It's fascinating to watch celebrities in interviews. They often seem so down to earth, and perhaps there's a side of them that really is that way. But in order to become so rich and famous, you need an enormous amount of talent, so I'm not convinced that they're so ordinary. I think they just like to seem that way, so more people like them. Either way, it's an interesting aspect of the nature of fame.
Speaker B.
Many celebrities get into so much trouble. I think to myself, how could someone so talented also be such a mess? We imagine that they're absolutely perfect and that therefore every move they make should be setting the standard for the rest of us to follow. I don't admire a famous actor convicted of shoplifting or reckless driving, but nobody's perfect, so perhaps we should give them a break every once in a while.
Speaker C.
Famous people do normal things just like you and me. They get up in the morning, they plan their day, they head off to work, and occasionally they go to the shops. Just recently, I came across a famous singer in my supermarket. She was trying to hide a bit, wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses. I didn't want to bother her, so I walked straight past. But I couldn't believe that I'd seen her in such an ordinary place.
Speaker D.
There are some amazingly talented people in the film and music industry. These are people who can make you cry in the cinema or make your heart soar in the stadium. Others, though, make you scratch your head and wonder how they got famous. And you can't help but gasp when you find out how much they make. Millions of pounds come into their bank accounts every year. And for what? I can't believe anybody likes them.
Speaker E.
It's always such a treat to see famous people in real life. I've even stood for a couple of hours in a queue to say hi to my favourite author and get an autographed copy of his latest title. I suppose for a famous author, the scene is usually more civilised. But for actors and singers, I see people screaming and jumping up and down. It's as if their life depends on meeting this person. It's just sad.
Speaker F.
We admire celebrities for all they have to offer the world. We are amazed by their energy, their ability to entertain a crowd. They're like gods sometimes. Then we see some random photo of them tripping down the stairs or making a bizarre face. The paparazzi love to snap those shots. We like looking at them, maybe not because we're happy to see them fall, but because it reminds us that they're human.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
It's fascinating to watch celebrities in interviews. They often seem so down to earth, and perhaps there's a side of them that really is that way. But in order to become so rich and famous, you need an enormous amount of talent, so I'm not convinced that they're so ordinary. I think they just like to seem that way, so more people like them. Either way, it's an interesting aspect of the nature of fame.
Speaker B.
Many celebrities get into so much trouble. I think to myself, how could someone so talented also be such a mess? We imagine that they're absolutely perfect and that therefore every move they make should be setting the standard for the rest of us to follow. I don't admire a famous actor convicted of shoplifting or reckless driving, but nobody's perfect, so perhaps we should give them a break every once in a while.
Speaker C.
Famous people do normal things just like you and me. They get up in the morning, they plan their day, they head off to work, and occasionally they go to the shops. Just recently, I came across a famous singer in my supermarket. She was trying to hide a bit, wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses. I didn't want to bother her, so I walked straight past. But I couldn't believe that I'd seen her in such an ordinary place.
Speaker D.
There are some amazingly talented people in the film and music industry. These are people who can make you cry in the cinema or make your heart soar in the stadium. Others, though, make you scratch your head and wonder how they got famous. And you can't help but gasp when you find out how much they make. Millions of pounds come into their bank accounts every year. And for what? I can't believe anybody likes them.
Speaker E. It's always such a treat to see famous people in real life. I've even stood for a couple of hours in a queue to say hi to my favourite author and get an autographed copy of his latest title. I suppose for a famous author, the scene is usually more civilised. But for actors and singers, I see people screaming and jumping up and down. It's as if their life depends on meeting this person. It's just sad.
Speaker F.
We admire celebrities for all they have to offer the world. We are amazed by their energy, their ability to entertain a crowd. They're like gods sometimes. Then we see some random photo of them tripping down the stairs or making a bizarre face. The paparazzi love to snap those shots. We like looking at them, maybe not because we're happy to see them fall, but because it reminds us that they're human.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.